your body up when you're running out of legs. How about that now? I'm tired of making up and falling out. Wanna be the nigga you're calling out. Then pick your body up when you're running out of legs. We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Maybe we can hang on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills. We've been on a tragedy for months. Why can't you agree with me for once? Yeah. Maybe we can be on chill tonight. Maybe I can give you chills.
It is Wale Jeremiah on 5FM. It's called On Chill. Before that, Deem Tunda Njelek, the one song that is going to be played 100 times, more than 100 times. It's called Shesha, this December for sure. All right, let's get into your news, and then straight afterwards on the Forbes and Fix show right here on 5FM, we get into the Rob Forbes mix.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
The Hawks confirmed the arrests of former Eskom managers and SANEF concerned about allegations of censorship at ENCA.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
For 5 News, I'm Kim Schulze. The Hawks have confirmed that former managers from troubled power utility Eskom have been arrested. 2 former senior managers, 2 business directors, and 7 companies are appearing in the Johannesburg Regional Court on charges of fraud, corruption, and money laundering. They've been arrested in Mpumalanga, Limpopo, and Gauteng. Eskom, however, says it is not aware of the arrests. An amount of 745 million rand is believed to be involved. NPA spokesperson Bulelwa Makeke elaborates.
This is a joint project of the Hawks and the investigating directorate as part of the state capture project, rather. So I do confirm that 2 senior, well, they're former now, but they're still being held responsible for the corruption that they've been accused of. Charges relating to fraud, corruption, and money laundering.
The South African National Editors Forum has expressed concern over allegations of editorial interference and censorship at the ENCA news channel. Former ENCA political reporter Samkela Maseko alleged that ENCA news chief Kanthan Pile had censored stories in the newsroom. Maseko has since left the news channel. SANEF executive director Kate Skinner says they will write to ENCA management to request a meeting and